Head coach Dan DeSilva is here.
Thank you.
Is that the last time Jeff Harvey's on the bench? I'm
kidding. Oh, that's always entertaining.
No doubt. Yeah. What was going on at the end that got everybody so inflamed?
I just think it was just the nature of the game. Mm-hmm. You know, emotions were high. It was an intense game, a physical game. And sometimes it bleeds into the coaches, too, and we get a little excited. But, we're not the ones out there playing. It's the kids and the players that are out there doing it. We need to make sure we stay in our lanes and handle it maturely and in the right way and set a good example.
Well, one of the guys I've got here that's going to talk with us in a little bit was in the middle of it. That's Zach Olson. But, I mean, you got to be able to stand up for yourself, too. I mean, you're the third least penalized team coming into tonight, but that doesn't mean you're wallflowers and you back away from everything.
No, and absolutely not. And I was extremely proud of the way the guys stood up for each other. They had each other's back tonight. And you know, we're not the type of group that will go out there looking for that stuff or looking to start that. I like to think we play the game honest and with respect for ourselves and our teammates or our opponents. But if, you know, we have guys in our lineup that aren't afraid of that type of game. So if other guys want to start it, we got the guys who will finish it.
Okay, but you got the start tonight that you've been looking for a while.
Yeah, we did. And you know, honestly, the crowd and the people in this room had a big part of that. I think the guys were excited to go out and play in front of such a big crowd and wanted to put on a show tonight with, you know, being our last home game for, you know, about a month or a while anyway. So I think they put on quite a show tonight, and I think the fans got their $5 worth for sure.
Adam?
There you go. I mean, do you ever forget that the Olsen-Williams Lewandowski line has a combined age of like 16 and a half or whatever it is? I mean, it's they play all the time and they're pretty dominant with their minutes too.
Yeah, they were for sure our best line tonight, just from start to finish. You know, they really complement each other really well. Obviously Zach, who's here, just big strong power forward, who really likes to grind out on the wall and down low. And Cooper and David are, you know, heck of playmakers and see the ice really, really well. So they're all complementing really each other really well. And they look like a veteran line. It's hard to fathom we are going to have them here for a few years. And we're really excited to see their progress as they go. They'll be dominant. And they already are at times. But can you imagine in a year or two from now what they're going to look like?
Yeah, and I mean, for your power play, Seattle, you know, takes all their penalties that you let them take and whatnot. But I'm not asking a negative question.
I was like, no, the power play question.
I mean,
you had
18 shots on the power play. Like, yeah, that's probably a good sign. I know you'd like them to maybe go in, but you always talk about kind of the simplicity of pucks on out of it too.
Yeah, and I honestly thought we could have been simpler on a power play. We were too much on the outside. We weren't getting our shots through. And I mean, when we did, the Ratzlaff's a heck of a goalie, and he was there and stood tall. He faced 40 some shots, and you know, credit to them. And I think their penalty kill was ready for us. They did a good job. It's an area they had been struggling, and obviously they've hit the reset button on that and done a better job as of late. So, yeah, and it gives us something to work on, too, now.
Okay. I thought the power play looked good.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
You're 6-0-1 at home, but your next six games are on the road, which means you got to find a way to replicate some of what you do at home on the road. How difficult is that to do?
It is. It is. But we're so process-based that our mentality should be the same. That's the message we're trying to get across, that we need to play the same way every night, and whether we're on the road or at home. Obviously, we don't have the unbelievable crowd noise and support behind us on the road, but we need to find a way to create our own energy and noise on the road. And just playing simple and sticking to committing to Blades hockey that we've, you know, formed here over the last few years, and just sticking to our brand.
All right. Coach, thanks so much for this. We'll see you tomorrow morning as we head off to Brandon.
Bus loaded at 11, depart at 11:30, sir.
I know, appreciate that. Thank you. I won't be missing. Thank you.
Thank you.